Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shades of Spirit with me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole, making sacred connections, bringing a shade of spirit to you.
In this live call-in variety show, we are going to take the fear out of spirit communications. We talk about all things spirit related. As we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides, we will provide useful tips for developing your own psychic and healing abilities to integrate these techniques into your everyday life and have fun in the process.
Because if it ain't fun, we're done. Shades of Spirit starts now.
Hey, everybody. Psychic medium Jamie here.
Spirit walker Nicole, good morning.
Woohoo! So, for those of you just tuning in and are not quite sure who we are and what we do, we have a combined of over 40 years of experience in this particular field. We like to bring all sorts of shades of spirit to you, our listeners, and to our clients as well. As we continue to evolve in our field, we like to bring you guys more classes, different sessions that we can offer,
workshops,
different ways that we can connect as well. We do mediumship classes to help you connect with your own spirit teams and evolve on a path that suits you personally, as opposed to a group lecture series like that as well. With this particular variety show, you know, we dive into so many different layers. And this month has been super exciting as Paranormal Month. It's something that, you know, I haven't really met anybody who isn't intrigued a little bit. Something in there is always wondering about the afterlife, the paranormal. We watch all these different shows, all these different movies that come out. It gets us going, right? And it's just like, hey, there might be something out there. And so we're going to wrap up today with some of our... We're going to wrap up today. See y'all. Thank you for coming. We're going to wrap up this month with some stories that we find have resonated with us over the course of our lives due to the paranormal around Halloween, right? All Hallows Eve. So with that, you guys can also check out our Facebook page, Shades of Spirit LLC, for upcoming events that we have. And we'll get into those some more.
And we do one-on-one readings, too. I don't think we talk about that enough.
One-on-one and group. And we do a lot through Zoom right now. And it's only just as effective. Yeah, pretty much only through Zoom. But yeah, so there's all sorts of different ways you can get, you can connect with us. So, okay. I like this topic.
So before we get into that, I just wanted to say real quick, I hope you guys, whatever your interests are, and this is coming to me because as I was like researching, getting ready for today's show, I was like, this is fun. Like I have a lot of fun with this because I'm interested in it. And there's so many, like, it just, like, rabbit holes to go down. Like, you're just like, oh, this is a squirrel over here. Oh, that too. But I was, it occurred to me that, like, in these quarantine times and now the weather's getting colder, I hope that you guys have something that interests you like this. And if you don't, I encourage you to find it, whether it be reading or just whatever it is. I hope you have as much fun as we do. Just when, like, it's a privilege to get to research this. It's a privilege to get to come here every week and sit down and talk about the stuff that we love to do. And I'm just like, I hope people, if you find yourself getting stuck in that rut, think about finding something that interests you because it does help and it does kind of break up the monotony. And, you know, we all have day jobs and I'm just like, oh, come on. But this was, it really does help.
Absolutely. All right, so you kick it off because this one was your idea. Going into Halloween and just some of the backstory behind it. And
yeah, because like when you think of Halloween, what's like the first thing you think of?
Well, for me, it's witches, it's ghosts, it's trick-or-treating, it's not understanding until I really dove into this line of work where it came from. And for me, it's just about... For me, it's not spooky. It's fun. I love Halloween. It's probably almost more fun for me to decorate during Halloween than it is for me to decorate during any other holiday because I just love the air of mystery, the little bit of creepiness to it, that darker vibe. I like that it's celebrated at night. I'm definitely a night person. And the world that I work in a lot of the time for spirit is in that lower, darker area. And I'm just very comfortable there. It just feels like home for me. What about you?
For me, like, I think I focus on the memories that Halloween brings. I mean, that's what, you know, going back to a little kid, obviously dressing up, trick or treating. And then as you get older in high school and stuff, you start going to parties. And it's just, I remember that like some of my best friends and times were, you know, trick or treating and just getting together and it was, so that's what, but then I, the reason I thought about that, I'm like, have I ever really thought about like the origins of Halloween? Like, you know, there's always those random articles that come out and I don't really pay attention to them because I'm like, I know what Halloween is, but then I'm like, do I? So that's where this came from. And so I did a little bit of history, if any of you guys are interested.
I am.
Yeah. So about 2,000 years ago, the ancient Celts held a harvest festival known as Samhain. It's spelled completely different.
No, I said it wrong, and we had to actually go to the pronunciation of how to actually properly say that word.
Yeah, so it's Samhain. And it's this festival, and it welcomes in fall. So it's not unlike the things that we do. We go to fall harvest festivals and things like that. It marked the official beginning for the dark half of the year.
Which, you know, for me, when you think about the dark half of the year, we start referencing this season as heading into the dark half of the year as well. With that being that we move into fall, the days start to become shorter. We're, you know, impending winter coming and staying more indoors and more self-reflection, going within. It's about, you know, going in and healing and processing and emerging from that with such clarity, right? And we're emerging into that in the spring with the butterflies and coming out of that cocoon. So for them to kind of talk about it on that side as well, we can look at how many different layers and where some of these concepts came from, dating back to some of these times, which I did find that interesting about how I can relate it to what we do today and what we teach today.
Yeah, and this whole, you know, holiday of Halloween that we know today, it sort of just, it all came from that time. And as the years go by, people have like little twists and it just kind of evolves. So what would happen was the Celts, they believed that the veil between the worlds was thin during Samhain and the spirit communication was easier.
Okay. So this is for me. Like, we were going over that, we're doing our research, and I'm like, So I do remember hearing from even as a child that the veil is thinner on All Hallows Eve, right? That spirit communication is much easier to do on that particular night. And then you hear about that going back hundreds of years ago, about how that is, the veil is thinner. But as someone who communicates with spirit, and I've been doing it since I was 5 or 6, I have to say from my own experiences, I don't communicate with spirit any easier on Halloween than I do any other day. And that's where I just, you know, I do believe in a lot of this. And at the same time, from my own experience, there is no difference between what the veil is doing for me on Halloween and what it's doing for me on, you know, March 28th. So for me, it's a little bit like, okay, I buy into some of it. Again, I can be skeptical. We all are in different aspects of it. What about you? Do you find that you communicate with spirit easier on Halloween?
No. No, I've actually never even thought about it. But I like that thought, though, because at least it gives people, especially that aren't, they don't do what we do every day, and they're not like massively interested in it, but it gives them like a little glimpse of it. Or if they believe that they can do it on that day, then go ahead and try it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
As long as you just have a good time and, again, have fun with it, then cool. Try it that day and see where it goes. Maybe you're a medium and you don't know it.
Exactly.
And Halloween will spark that.
Yep.
So like basically this Samhain, people were like getting drunk for 3 days straight and just partying, dancing around bonfires, doing all this stuff. They left offerings for past loved ones and then they made animal sacrifices.
Yeah. No. But again, that's not part of what we do, what we practice, what we teach others, right? But that is very prominent in all sorts of different cultures, religious aspects of it. And then going back to different types of ways that people would practice either magic or the dark arts or white magic, right? They all have different ways of giving back, if you will. And I know that sounds kind of crazy and kind of creepy at the same time, but in their eyes, they were giving back and back out to who needs to have it. So
we're certainly not promoting animal sacrifice.
Absolutely not.
That's letting you know that that's went down.
That is. It's back in that history part of it for Halloween and All Hallows Eve and where this all kind of, you know, started from. That's what we want to give you is the starting point of where we're at for today of trick-or-treating and putting on costumes.
Yeah. The Celts would also dress up as animals and monsters so they wouldn't be kidnapped because they believed that the spirits could come forward during that time and they were worried that they were going to get kidnapped. So that's why they started dressing up. Anything sounding familiar here? Okay, so this is kind of where that all started. That's why people started dressing up. And then it kind of evolved into the children started going from door to door, and then they would knock, and then they would offer to pray and sing for the dead in exchange for treats.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
So look where that's taken us now, right? It's taken us to that part where we dress up, we hide, we, you know, we go around from door to door, we're knocking on doors that have their lights on, we're decorated for the season, and allow ourselves to just be in that moment, which is very interesting how it has evolved, just like pretty much anything else, honestly. You look at a lot of our holidays that we celebrate, no matter who we are and what we celebrate, it's evolved from something so long ago. And it they all take on their own life, yeah, which is really cool. And how, you know, the word of mouth through these times spread. And so you would get it from like one central hub, right? So one country, one area, they would start this, and then it would just spread across the world. And everybody celebrates these also differently. So not everybody goes door-to-door trick-or-treating like we might do here. So that's why I really like to look at the history of some of the stuff as well.
Yeah, Halloween is celebrated throughout the world, but I think the United States, we sell more candy than any other country, I know that. So I don't know. I read two conflicting reports. So if any UK people, if you want to chime in, let us know. But one report that I read said it's not really that big of a deal there, but other ones said, oh yeah, they celebrate it. So, yeah.
Interesting. I love it. I love it. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about these ideas, this folklore, the stories that he come evolving. We also were doing card pulls today, folks, with the Halloween deck. I really love this deck. Super fun, super spooky. You guys can call because we are a live call-in show, or you can message us in Facebook and we will get notifications to pull you a card as well. 1-800-930-2819. You can follow our feed on Transformation Talk Radio and Shades of Spirit LLC, and we will see you right back after this break. Hey everyone, it's me, Psychic Medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if spirit or an angel is around you or your home?
Ever since I was a child. And today we're going to go over a few signs and indications that they are near us.
What about hearing your name called but you can't quite find the source? Has that happened to you?
All the time. I see moving shadows or bursts of color out of the corner of my eyes.
I'll have objects that go missing and then turn up in the most random places.
Especially when you're trying to get out the front door. I'll have electrical devices that turn on and off for no reason.
I'll see repetitive number sequences such as 444, 1111, or 1234.
Join us each week, Monday mornings at 8 a.m. for our Shades of Spirit podcast on Transformation Talk Radio. You can also follow us and make appointments on shadesofspirit.com or give us a call at 858-684-7575 to book your appointment.
Your favorite Transformation Talk Radio shows are now on Spotify.
What?
Simply search out your favorite host or show by name, tap the subscribe button, and boom! With over 150 million active monthly users on Spotify, Transformation Talk Radio is thrilled to expand our reach so you never have to miss an episode. Well, what the heck are you waiting for? Log into Spotify and subscribe now.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark, joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind. Anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie Redefining Death and Loss, every first Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today. This is fun. We're wrapping up Paranormal Month, and we are talking about Halloween, Hallow's Eve, where it came from, how the story started to evolve in modern day time, and how we're continuing to celebrate them now, and what type of urban legends, if you will, do we still hold on to and still have movies pop up here and there about, and what we do, you know, when we get together and have slumber parties or, you know, dinner parties that turn into a little maybe too much wine. And hey, so let's go ahead and see if any of these urban legends work out. So I want to know from you, what is a couple urban legends that have resonated with you over just growing up in life and seeing them on movies, and have you done them before?
So, no. The first one that I thought was interesting, because it keeps popping up on my, Google stuff, but it's the Bloody Mary. Did you play that when you were little?
I loved them. A little bit of vodka, some celery, yeah. Nice big piece of bacon. Absolutely delicious.
It's 8 a.m.
Did not play that one. Not at all.
So this one, and some of you may have heard of it, or, you know, this is a story about a campfire, or maybe you guys did play it. I don't know. But the behind the scenes of this one, so it's this evil woman, Mary, can be summoned by chanting Bloody Mary into a mirror 3 to 10 times. I guess you have to have a dark room with a candle burning. So usually it's done in the bathroom, because that's the ideal place. I don't know.
Well, when you become, you know.
Yeah. And so people are like, why you ask, do we do this, Jamie? I'd love to tell you. Thank you so much. The outcomes are a spirit appears and claws your eyes out. That's option A.
Oh, no, thank you. What's option B?
Death.
Oh.
Mm. No, pass.
No.
The next one is you go insane.
That's so every Tuesday for me, so.
And then you might also be pulled into the mirror and never seen again.
Where would you go?
I don't know.
And I love the fact that that is stuff that, you know, that gets us going. It makes slumber parties interesting, let me tell you. I know for me, I never did that one or a couple of the other ones, because I already was surrounded by lower level energies a lot of the time. And so to think about that might actually happen, I was like, and I'll pass, because I've kind of seen what's around me and how they've passed and how that's a bit freaky for me. I did play light as a feather, stiff as a board. How many of you did that one? That one seemed safe until you got them kind of up off the ground and was afraid that somebody was going to drop them, because there's always one person that freaks out in the middle of that one. But it's talking about how the power of intention works. Mm-hmm. And where these stories come in, you know, it's interesting to think, where did that start?
Yeah, I don't even know where you would start or why you would do this, because there's a twist on Bloody Mary, and that is, if you are near a mirror in the darkness, she can still come for you, summoned or not.
That's every day for me. I walk by a mirror or whatever, and I've got energies around me all the time. So,
but can you imagine, though, like somebody who's just like a scared sort of fear person in general, and they hear that, and it's like, then they just freak out all day, every day. That's not cool.
No, and that's the thing, though, too, is that then we give power to the idea. So what happens is we start opening the doors within that power, and we start actually drawing energies to us in that fear state. So what people might have thought was like, oh my gosh, Mary's following me, could very well be Bob, who passed in a lower vibration, who's either reaching out for help or does get a rise off of kind of spooking people here and there, because you're now in that fear-based energy. And so you're drawing that energy to you. So it's just funny how these stories, you know, started out and how they evolve and how we understand so much more now based on these concepts of playing these games. What else you got?
So the next one are the ghost tracks in San Antonio, Texas. So the legend has it that in the 30s or 40s, and this is all, I mean, weird because I'm like, okay, 30s or 40s, like there should be some documentation of this, but I digress. Here it goes. A school bus going uphill over some railroad tracks, it was rainy, stalled. A train going too fast hit the bus and killed basically everyone on the bus. Now, just the ghost tracks are extremely popular in Halloween, and I guess local residents are so sick of this because all the, and police, law enforcement is down there all the time. This is popular all year round, but especially on Halloween because people go down there for this. So what they do, people go and they park a vehicle like 50 to 60 yards from the tracks. They turn off their engine. They put the car in neutral, and the vehicle will roll over the tracks every time. No matter if you use the brakes or not, it will roll. Legend says that it's the spirits of the kids pushing cars across the tracks. And they even have a thing where if you put, like, I don't know if it's baby powder or fingerprint powder, however they do it, that after it's done, you can see, like, the handprints of the kids that were pushing the car.
See, now that one interests me. I wouldn't want to infringe on the people that live there, though. So that's a big thing for us, is making sure we're respectful of the land of the people that live in that vicinity. But that would be one, you know, on maybe a Wednesday afternoon where, you know, you just want to kind of go and check it out. For me, it would be trying to get the vibration. Are those kids really there? Is this really happening? Because like you said, there's not really any documentation on that part
now,
of it.
Now, all the streets, allegedly, the streets in the surrounding area are all named after the students that were killed in the accident.
Interesting.
But like, I know that there have been like, what is it, Mythbusters or ghosts, whatever. They've gone down there and they've allegedly debunked it. But when I was looking on the website, it says, come on down and see for yourself. So I don't know. That was interesting.
That's a cool one. That's one I would go to.
Yeah.
Some of these mine camps and mine cities as well. They have a lot of activity in them. Okay. What's the last one you got there?
Well, do you remember hearing about the Blue Star tattoos when you were little?
You know, I do, but I was also told not to touch anything, eat anything, lick anything while I was out and about. So I think that even my parents have heard of things like that.
That's good advice.
Yeah. When you're out, don't, especially with COVID, wear your mask. Don't lick anything. Don't touch anything. Don't eat anything while you're out.
Yeah.
We're following that now.
So it's basically these temporary tattoos that everybody loved as a kid. And so some of us continued that with real ones. So basically, this thing goes, if you're a kid and you go up to somebody's house and they give you an option of a temporary tattoo or a piece of candy and you pick the tattoo, you run the risk of it being laced with acid.
Wow.
Yeah, that's something. And then they say the parents took it a step further. They were also worried, and it says on here, that criminals could just stick them on passing trick-or-treaters. So you have criminals running the streets, running after trick-or-treaters, trying to put LSD-laced Blue Star tattoos on them.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, what triggered this fear to happen? There had to have been maybe one account somewhere that got out that somebody had done something to the candy or the toys or whatever it might be to spread this madness. And yet, at the same time, I'm a mother of three. So this will be the first year, everyone's old enough now where we're not trick-or-treating, we're not really doing it anyway because of COVID, that I won't be out hitting the streets, right? But I can say that we definitely, since I was a child, I remember sorting my candy and having my parents look at it, right? We didn't go as far as having it x-rayed, but we also knew the neighbor houses that we were going to. But we would definitely like throw the bag down and let's just all have at it and divide it up. And what we need to sort your candy. I think for a lot of us parents, it was just, hey, I'm going to take the good pieces that I like. You guys can have the rest. But again, we don't diminish the fact that this does happen. And we have to take proper steps as parents on making sure our kids are safe during these days. And so there are things like this. The Blue Star tattoo has to come from somewhere. And that there are people who out there in the world will do stuff like that. I do have a a friend watching right now, and her dad was big on pencils. He was a doctor, so I love that part of it, that, you know, you could also get pencils and stuff. But you try and think about the different ways that people, you know, there are some not so good people that are out there.
What about the house that gave the safety pamphlets about why you shouldn't be celebrating Halloween? We had one of those.
Did you have one of those as well?
I go there every year. I had to. I had to read the pamphlet.
Did it tell you anything that we're learning today?
No. It told me basically why I was going to hell for trick-or-treating.
There you go. So there's that. So you guys can call in. We are doing, or you can, you know, message us, and Olivia will give us the message through Facebook Messenger. Some of you are working, so we know, but we have our Halloween deck out. Also, you guys, our phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Before we wrap up the segment, we're going to be talking about, in our final segment, November, and our Angel Connection Month, which is going to be super exciting. But we do offer, we have a line of beautiful bracelets that we've shown you guys before, right? And it's one, these are our angel bracelets. So these are created by Spirit Walker Nicole and LaShawn from Luminous Path with Love. And they have created an angel line. So it's got the beautiful angel wings. They're color coordinated to go with particular angels.
Really good gifts.
Really good gifts. And so we're going to be offering these for our Angel Connection Month for 11% off. Why 11? It's a very angelic number, right? And it actually happened to be $4.40 off. So the number 44 is in there as well with the angels. So it's just amplifying that energy around us. You can go to Luminous Path with Love. She's got these as well, or you can message us. They're normally $40, so I think it's like $35.60 is going to be the price on those. But they do make great gifts, and it does bring that angelic energy in. As Nicole was creating them with LaShawn, they were doing it through dividing with the angels as well on what would be great for you guys. And I love wearing them as well. So stay tuned. I can't wait for the next episode. Yay, or the couple of episodes, segments. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the ecosystem approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everyone, it's me, Psychic Medium Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit Tip of the Week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment, or call us at 858-684-7575.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to. Someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Everybody, sometimes I just like the music that Olivia picks, and I just start kind of grooving out and forget I'm supposed to speak. So there we go. Today we are discussing Halloween, Hallow's Eve. Where did it originate from? What are some of the backstories, the folklore? It's interesting because, again, we love everything paranormal, and so finding different ways that people would celebrate it or not celebrate it is interesting to me. Absolutely. So I want to start out with this. During different myths and folklore, right, and having them kind of center around Halloween, there's one group in particular that we always hear about, right, and that is the witches. I know I've dressed up as a witch before for Halloween in my adult life and as a child. You see different movies like, what's that one that just came out? Hocus Pocus, right?
It didn't just come out.
It didn't just come out, but it, for the Halloween city. But no, so I mean, they have like, she's dressed as a witch. You always see a witch in some of these kid movies, these cartoon movies, these Halloween movies, right? But then I wanted to know more. Like, why did they get their name? And some of the essentials that they use, like their cauldron, where did that come from? They're not all, and this is what I love, and we're realizing that now as the society evolves, is that witches are not all, you know, crooked noses and warts and humpback, and they've got their little witch hat on. Not at all. But you're always going to see them. What is it? It's Snow White, right? Where she's the witch, and she's with her cauldron, and she's stirring some sort of potion to fill the apple with. That's what people would kind of just anticipate that that was going to look like or be back in the day. And that's not quite the case. But when I would do more research on it, I really wanted to know, what the heck did they do with the cauldron, Spirit Walker Nicole?
Okay, so basically, witches. So for the cauldron, it's most often made of cast iron. It's used to burn these days. Loose incense on a charcoal disc. It's said that witches use them to make black salt, which they use in banishing rituals. Or they mix herbs or burn petitions, which is paper with words of power or wishes written on them.
That sound familiar?
Yeah, it does.
And it's funny because if you think about it, maybe that's how charcoal incense got started, right? If you have an incense holder where you burn the charcoal and then you put the resin on it. And usually what they look like are little cauldrons that they sit in, right? They're kind of that cast iron, so it holds your charcoal and then your resin in it. But the petition part and burning it to release the intentions out, we do a release and intentions workshop, right? So when we have everyone gathered around the fire pit, it's not a cauldron. I'm wondering now if we should rephrase it as like our witchy release and intentions workshop. Like,
no.
But it's about putting that energy into the universe. And that's what we do on the release and intentions workshop, is we're burning it. We're allowing, you know, the universe to take it and take our intentions and raise that vibration, send it out there and bring that back to us. So you can see where karma comes into play with a lot of this stuff. And if you are not doing it in a space of love and light and elevation, then that energy is coming back to you. So I'm interested to know, what kind of petitions were they throwing in their cauldrons back then? Yeah, maybe it was just, you know, the fact that witches were bad and evil, which they were not. They're definitely misunderstood. A lot of witches back in the days were definitely female, not all, but a lot of them. And they were hung for various reasons, whether it be their beauty, whether it be they could sing, whether they actually were an herbalist back then and creating what they would call potions to help others. They would just, you know, they would unfortunately torture children in order to get them to say that they were hexed by a witch. And then they would murder the witch and sometimes the child as well. So it was not a great time to be a witch back in the days. And now you see the evolution of it. And you have white witches and you have good witches and you have people that are doing great things with herbs and putting those intentions out there. And then you have the other side of it as well, that darker side, which is also intriguing to a lot of people. And how to find that balance.
But it's just like there's good and bad with everything.
Yep.
With everything, you know. And if just going back to the cauldrons, they used to be, before they got picked up by this negative thing, they used to be in like everybody's house. Like they would use them to cook and things like that. But it just sort of took this negative right turn, you know, left turn, if you will. And so cauldrons also represent the goddess and her womb, the process of transformation. And it says can be used in ritual to represent water and fire elements.
So it's just, there's so many different aspects of it, which that's why I found it so interesting, was because you would see it in movies, or you would see them in museums where they would have cauldrons, and that's how they cooked. That's how they made their meal. That's the center of the heart of their home as well. So just
you have like a witch kit though, you know, like there's standard stuff you need if you're going to be going, it's like, it's the broomstick, it's the black cat, it's the cauldron.
That's your standard witch kit.
Yeah.
Oh boy, guys, we are in trouble if she decides to become a witch.
Nope.
On that note, what else did I find interesting? So part of what people will dress up as is vampires, right? And they celebrate that part of it. And I'm like, well, why? Why were vampires, you know, such a big thing? Why was it, you know, all of a sudden you've got kids that's got the fake blood running down here and his Dracula costume on? Well, that's when vampires really became popular, was when Bram Stoker's epic 1897 book, Count Dracula. And now it's become movies over time and time again. You'll see them in kids' cartoons where they're dressed up as Dracula. Vampires are interesting because they harken back to ancient Greek mythology. I love Greek mythology. I really do. And a lot of these tales and folklore come from that era. And they embody a superstition that goes back to the Middle Ages. So that's quite some time ago. And then I think, well, how did he get that idea for the book, right? Did he just create it? Or was there some sort of ritual that was being celebrated where there were sacrifices or things like that? You never know how far back it goes and what people were doing to actually all of a sudden have the idea of a vampire and wanting to suck your blood and live off of your blood. And that's the only way that they survive, right? So I liked some of these are tales that we have, you know, created in our own mind and wrote a book about. And then people were like, that's going to make a great movie. Takes us to werewolves, right? Now, I don't know how many of you were Team Jacob or Team
Edward,
right? We've got the vampires and the werewolves. But werewolves also came from Greek mythology and Nordic folklore, which I found interesting, right? Because you will see some of these wolves are huge. So I could see where this concept might come into play a little bit quicker than a vampire. But how did we get to the point of vampires versus werewolves? That was my question. So my takeaway for this part of it was like, where did we get to the point of vampires versus werewolves? How does this come about? Then I went into zombies, right? And I'm like, yes, we are so on zombie patrol, right? The Walking Dead, I think, was a big push for people to really get into to that zombie concept again.
Well, and everything. There's like zombie conventions. People are in this.
To win it, yeah. Absolutely. So with that being around, you know, I'll drive around and in my neighborhood see bumper stickers that talk about, you know, zombie defense vehicle, zombie response team. And I'm thinking, what does that mean?
Like, and where do we live?
What's happening? Like, if the apocalypse comes, I'm going to those people. I'm not going to lie. Those people are going to be the first ones I go
to. It's 2020. It's still possible.
It is still. Well, we have a couple more months, guys. Let's keep our fingers crossed. But what's interesting is that there are several credible reports introduce us in medical journals saying that people have used certain compounds in order to induce paralysis in people and then revive them. In Haitian voodoo cultures, folklore featuring undead beings has been around for centuries. And that's what I found crazy. So I could see where the zombie concept could absolutely, if anybody has ever had any type of surgery or have had to be knocked out for some reason, maybe dental work, and you come back out, I feel like a zombie. You're out of it, you're disoriented, you can't walk correctly. And you do, and you look at some of this.
Kind of like me on Monday mornings.
Monday mornings, we're all, oh, no, it's not a pretty sight.
Do that again.
No. So anyway, that was interesting because I definitely find that in some of those cultures, we are, we're almost trained. Mm-hmm. And is it because they were taking an herbal recipe and it made them start walking around like zombies and not making any sense and slurring their words? Maybe so, right? So that's what I love about this part of it. I also love the old-fashioned ghost stories and tales. That's my favorite part, right? Campfire, tell those ghost stories and tales, throw it around Halloween where the veil's thinner. Hell, this month we've got a full moon on Halloween and a time change, you know? So, I mean, there's a lot going on energetically. But, you know, it was like she said, you grab a few friends, come over, and let's call out Bloody Mary or Red Rum, right? Those are two very well-known stories that have been in movies and TV shows. We can also say, if that's the case, then I can pull out my Oracle cards, and I'll grab my Ouija board and our Ouija board, and I'll get those out and divine. Like, there's all sorts of cool things that people are doing that are opening up to those ghost stories to bring a little bit of that fear and excitement in. And we're doing it around a day that is already, I don't know, how would you describe it? Already so inundated with folklore and tales and stories.
Yeah, and the full moon, that's actually really super rare to happen on Halloween. It's only happened, if you go back, it happened the last time in 2003, I think. And then the time before that was 1955. And so, of course, 2020, here we are with a full moon on Halloween. Of course, I think nobody will be out.
No, why? Well, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they will.
Yep. I know we're doing stuff with Zoom, right? So people are still gathering safely as well, or doing it from their own homes mm-hmm. and having a party that way. So there's still ways to celebrate it.
It just sucks, like, for the kids. You know what I mean? Like, this is something that they look forward to all year, and it's like, thanks, 2020.
Well, you know, I know a lot of parents that are starting to make it work, and they're finding ways to get around that for sure. So when we come back, we're going to talk about a couple more really cool ideas behind what's scary for Halloween. If anybody's seen the movie It's in the Red Balloon, get ready for clowns. If you're not a clown fan, you might want to cover your ears and eyes, because that's coming up next.
And if you guys want a card, drop it in the Facebook comments.
Absolutely.
Some people watching.
Let's go to break. Yep. I want to get this rolling when we come back.
All right.
See you guys.
You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with CorneliaStephanieVIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit livingyourgifts.com. That's livingyourgifts.com.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance, from the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Welcome back. I'm just excited. I'm just jumping in. We're just going. We're also, you know, having an allergy attack on one side, and we're hungry, and the coffee is really starting to kick in. So welcome back to our unexplained, you know, Halloween mysteries that we've got going on. Urban legends, folklore, myths, how certain Halloween costumes got started. Vampires, werewolves, zombies, mummies. They've been around for a really long time, right? Those are also dating back to ancient Greece. No, they don't rise from their place of rest with their arms outreached like we've seen in movies. Hollywood portrays them to be. Then we have clowns, right?
I want to talk about jack-o'-lanterns. I know we're going to do cards, but let me just talk about it.
You want to talk about jack-o'-lanterns real
yeah,
quick? Okay, so
important.
We have got four of you on right now that would like cards. So I'm going to let you know in what order I'm going to pull them in. So it's going to be Dawn, Leah, Norma, and Angie. You guys are all getting a Halloween card. So I'll work on pulling your cards for you.
Yeah.
Talk about jack-o'-lanterns.
All right. So just real quick story. So jack-o'-lanterns, they started with, it's a Celtic tale, and it's a drunk farmer named Jack. He tricked the devil. And as a result of that, he could not enter heaven or hell after he died. So he was kind of forced to wander around purgatory. And all he had with him to do that was a turnip, which he made into a lantern using a burning lump of coal the devil gave him from hell. To this day, legend has it that Jack uses the lantern to guide lost souls, and so he's called Jack of the Lantern or Jack-o'-lantern. Now, when the Irish people came, they had trouble finding turnips, but they could find pumpkins. So instead of a turnip now, it's the pumpkins. And basically, Jack uses those to guide good spirits home. But the scary faces were drawn on them to keep the bad spirits away.
I love it. So when you guys make your jack-o'-lanterns, please note that is kind of the background of where they started and came from. Interesting. All right, Dawn, we have got the werewolf card. I do like this card because it is about expression. It's about being bigger than life at this point. It's about allowing yourself to shed that skin and transform. Werewolves were also known as shapeshifters as well. So allowing yourself to move in and out of your own life in those different, I want to say faces. It's not a mask. It's just that you have to wear different hats throughout your day. So some of us are moms, and we got to put on the employee hat, and then we've got to put on, you know, the hat of like the chef, and then we're putting on the hat of the house cleaner, and we wear all these different hats in our lives. And when we do that, we are really connected in that space of being able to just get outside and to be able to just reconnect, right? If we're doing all these hats and we stay inside, they're like, no, I need you to branch out. This talks about the werewolf asks us to consider a balance and delve into your own ideas of wildness, independence. When was the last time you spent time outside? So continue going outside and connecting. I know the weather's starting to shift for a lot of us, but I really want you to connect on that level. And I want you just to let that inner divine feminine out and just embrace who you are, what you stand for, what's going on around you. Because in doing so, you will stand in your own peace. And you're going to be able to teach all of the little ones and the people around you, like you're going to be able to teach them to stand in their own divine feminine or their own divine masculine and to embrace who they are. And it's okay sometimes if we have to wear those different hats. But when when the sun sets and everyone's asleep, go outside. That full moon is starting to ramp up now, and feel that energy this week and allow yourself just to be you and become empowered, become re-empowered in your own space, in your own skin. And you're going to really set off the end of this year on a much higher note and start manifesting new adventures and ideas for 2021. And I'm going to leave you with the werewolf card. I love that.
Next card is for Leah.
Leah. And Jennifer Cole would like one as well. Ooh, Leah, I love this card. This is about trusting your intuition, Leah. So it's the scrying card. I'm sorry, my lighting here is kind of funky. Now, the scrying card and using your intuition is about going inward as well. So our intuition is our solar plexus. It is about our power center. And can you find the card, please?
Mm-hmm.
And allowing ourselves to really start to look inward to see with clarity. So if you look at that, it's a crystal ball, right? And so if you scry, a lot of times you'll see them in these movies of like, okay, so here's my crystal ball and I'm going to look into it. And I'm going to be able to see my fortune. When in reality, that is within ourselves. So for you, Leah, they're talking about going inward. Okay. I like this. Develop your intuition further. So it's they're almost like, it's like, are you feeling a little bit restless on that spiritual side? Are you finding that more of this is becoming intriguing to you? Are you noticing as well that a lot of stuff is coming around you? You might be hearing more sounds, or I feel like you're seeing shadows in your peripheral vision. Your intuition is starting to ramp up, and it's an awakening process for you. So it's interesting. It's almost like they want you to backtrack it, where winter is going to be a time for you to go in and harness that intuition, find that direction, and move forward with that. And there are some things coming up for you. They're showing me one, two, probably three different things over the course of maybe the next 6 months of things that you've got to start making decisions on. And you're very logical, they said. They want you to step back, and they want you to focus on listening to your intuition and allowing spirit to help guide and direct you. And that will allow, I love it, that will allow the knowledge and that logical mind to work together. So follow with your heart, your intuition. God, they have so much to say for you. I'm sorry, because we've got so many cards we want to do before we end, but really listen to that intuition on making some of these decisions that are coming up for you, and you're going to find it's going to take you on a new path and direction. I like when I have them summarized for me, and I'll leave you with that. Who's this for, Norma?
Yep, which is...
Love it. Yeah. The awesome. Owl, and it's the light after darkness. So this one for you, Norma, says you're being reminded that there's always a fresh start and new beginning to be had. Let go of 2020. Let it go. Continue doing your releases for 2020 and start manifesting what you want come spring to early summer of next year, right? It's about an evolution for you, and it's a growth pattern. It's talking about change is unstoppable. Even the most difficult times will pass, no matter how devastating they seem. So again, there's going to be a ramp up of things going on in your life. It's all coming to a head, is what they're showing me. And you're going to pop that bubble, and all of a sudden you're just going to be able to come back down, and you're going to be able to feel more at peace with yourself, and that there are better things coming for you. But with that owl as well, it's a messenger. So they want you to also be aware of the signs around you, that owls are messengers from spirit. And so when you start seeing them, I want you to tune into what you're thinking about, and they're helping you bring that direction that you're looking for. Okay, we got a card for Angie, a card for Jennifer, and then we're wrapping this up, folks. Oh, I love this one. Angie, you have the Skull of Flowers. This is a beautiful card. And it says, creating through the ashes. So this illustrates there's a sureness and yet rawness to creating again, to starting afresh. So for you, it is about tearing down those boundaries, allowing yourself to become raw and real in the emotions. Plant the seeds for those flowers to start to manifest through your intentions. It's about your inner work. I'm not saying inner child work. It's just that inner work. We need to clean up a little bit of kind of what's been holding us back in our past. And you are going to move forward with lightning speed, and it makes me super dizzy. So you're also surrounded by a lot of angelic energy as well with that card. This also talks about the universe has given us a blank slate to work from. So we can really get to what we really want rather than settling for less. So it's time for you to put up some boundaries. Stop settling. They don't want you to settle for less, okay? They want you to really move forward. Move the energy out that doesn't serve your highest and best, and allow yourself to start moving into a place of empowerment for you as well. Empowerment's big today.
Spirit has a sense of humor.
We had Werewolf to start it. And Jennifer Cole, glad you chimed in because you got the cauldron. Spirit, you are cracking me up. Synergy and healing for you, Jennifer, right? So this is talking about how the cauldrons were from medieval times as well. And should you receive this card, it indicates an importance of combining a variety of techniques or elements to get the best results. So they want you to look at your cauldron. They want you to look at all of the things you could put in it on your shelf and just start grabbing things. Trust that you're being led in the right direction. You can find your own way creating something new. You need new life, new breath within yourself. And that is very important for you. The cauldron is deeply transformational as well. Things change once they're put under pressure. So when you are under pressure, things do start to shift for you and change for you and evolve for you. And that's okay. You work well under pressure, but they're reminding you to step back and take that break, go outside and ground, release that energy, and then bring in that new clarity that you're receiving right now as well. All right, you guys, we are so excited that you tuned in with us. And I want you to join us next month because A, we have so much fun. But B, it's about angel connections. So we're going to be doing a lot of work with angels next month. We have our Sacred Circle coming up the first Saturday of November, the 7th at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So join us for that. Check us out at Shades of Spirit LLC, and we will see you guys next week. Thank you guys so much. Have a great week.
Bye. You've been listening to Shades of Spirit with me, Jamie.
And me, Spirit Walker Nicole.
Tune in next time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as we connect you with your crossed over loved ones, angels, and guides.
And for more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com. That's ShadesOfSpirit.com.